7. Very much appreciate it.
We come to you, and oh God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. One of the last remaining family members of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam to survive the ordeal of the day of Ashura was Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. And today it is reported to be the possible day of the Shahada or the martyrdom of this blessed Imam. The Imam who single-handedly, at a time where some of the historians write was the most difficult time in the Islamic Ummah. For example, in a period of 3 years, you had the massacre of the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the attack on Medina, the attack on Mecca, and the Imam alayhi salam, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, was the Imam who was responsible for doing this. He was responsible for guiding the Muslims and especially the Shia of that particular era in this regard. So we see that the Imam alayhi salam obviously had a great deal to do. And one of the means by which the Imam alayhi salam guided the Muslims and brought them back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was by means of dua, was by means of supplication, and the most important of them being the Sahifa As-Sajjadiyah. But this was not the only dua that had been recorded from the Imam alayhi salam. And inshallah, after the break in our next segment, we will be mentioning another set of du'as that have been recorded to have come to us from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. So please stay tuned. Rabbana Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. As we mentioned previously, today is reported to be the demise of Imam Sajjad, or rather the martyrdom of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. So we send our condolences to the Imam of the time, Imam al-Sahib al-Asr wa-Zaman, and to all Muslims throughout the world. And as we mentioned previously, that the Imam was known for his supplications and more importantly the Sahifa As-Sajjadiyah. But another collection of supplication that has been attributed to the Imam is what is known as the 15 Whispered Prayers. Now the title of the book that we would like to introduce today, the title itself is not correct. The title is this, the 15 Whispered Prayers of As-Sahifa Al-Kamila As-Sajjadiyah. This is incorrect, because the 15 whispered prayers are not in fact part of Sahifa As-Sajjadiyah. They were added later on in the prints and in the collections of Sahifa As-Sajjadiyah by other scholars. The original du'as, or these 15 du'as, were found in the book Biharul Anwar by Alama Majlisi. And this is where the du'as started from. So it was not actually part of the Sahifa. So therefore it is better if the title was the 15 Whispered Prayers of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. But today we see that these 15 Whispered Prayers are printed at the back as an appendix to the 52 du'as we have in the Sahifa of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. But anyway, the 15 Whispered Prayers has some translations. One of them is that which was done by William Shittick, And obviously we know that William Chittick is also the translator of the Sahifa As-Sajjadiyya. And it is therefore we see that it is at the back of this particular book that you find the 15 whispered prayers of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam appear. However, this particular translation that we are introducing to our dear listeners, according to the introduction, is based on the lectures of Sheikh Shumali. May Allah protect him. So these whispered prayers and the translations are taken from a set of lectures that were done in exposition of these 15 whispered prayers by the Sheikh. So some of the prayers that are mentioned and some of the important ones that, you know, they all are important, no doubt. All 15 are very important. But some that, you know, some of the teachers of ethics and the teachers of spirituality emphasize on. The whispered prayer of the repenters, those who want to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whispered prayer of the thankful, the shakirin, those who want to show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last one is the whispered prayer of the lovers, the muhibbin, those who seek intimate relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be reading one of the du'as, not all of it, obviously a specific part of one of the whispered prayers, that is the prayer of the ones who want to show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So please stay tuned.
Sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. Again, my condolences to the Imam of the time, Imam Sahib al-Asr wal-Zaman, and to all Muslims on this being the reported or a reported day or the less common day that is reported to be the martyrdom of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. The book that we introduced was the 15 whispered prayers of the Imam, or these 15 du'as or supplications, rather they are munajat, whispered prayers, intimate conversations that a person has with his Lord that has been attributed to the Imam. And one of those, as we mentioned, is the munajat of the shakirin, of those who wish to show thanks. So the du'a or the munajat begins like this: in the name of Allah, the all-compassionate, the all-merciful. O Allah, send blessings on Muhammad and on the family of Muhammad. The uninterrupted flow of your favors has led me to be distracted from expressing my thanks to you. The overflowing flood of your blessings has made me incapable of counting your praises. The succession, one after the other, of your kind acts has diverted me from mentioning all your praises. The continuous rush of your benefits has obstructed me from spreading the news of your good favors. This is the position of him who acknowledges the abundance of your favors, but responds with nothing but shortcomings. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be of the true shakirin, of those who truly are able, even though we know we are not able, to be those who truly know that we are unable to give true thanks, but yet we try our utmost to give the best of thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, until our next segment, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
يستمعون القول فيتبعون Mm-hmm.